Need a new flavor in life? Then grab yourself a jar of Oh Lordy Everything Sauce. You can be on cloud 9 or be with the fire down below. Every bit of flavor will have you saying, Oh Lordy. Grab yourself a jar today on OhLordy.com. It's a heavenly sauce that brings out the devil in you.
This is the M-Bomb Effect. M-Bomb.
She lived her days on a wheelchair with a microwave in her lap.
Omen.
Throw her in there. Drop her to the roof.
Zookeeper.
You're going to have to come show me. I felt like slapping this lady.
Ghost.
I mean, sure, it's going to hurt. And sure, you might die.
Austin Dash.
I don't care. I really don't care.
Streaming live from YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and TheMBombEffect.com. The M-Bomb Effect starts now.
What's going on? Welcome to the M-Bomb Effect. We're here live in studio in the ROC. You're with us as well. Give us a call, 855-M-BOMB-19. That's 855-622-5619. We have Zookeeper back in studio with us. How's it going, man?
Yeah. Glad to be back, everybody. Glad to be back.
Dude, we fucking missed you, bro.
Move that microphone a little bit closer to you so that way you can get in there.
Yeah, get it like in your mouth. Yeah. Deep throat that.
Deep throat it like our old co-host used to do.
Oh, yes.
Or failed to do.
Which one?
Oh.
Both of them did it.
Hold on a second.
Both of them did it.
Is that what I think it is already?
Can I get a goddamn shots fired, please?
I don't know. Can you?
Can I get a shots fired?
Shots fired. There it is.
Shots fired. Okay, we'll give it to you.
We should actually have a gun on the show.
Oh, you know what?
We should have a revolver with actually one bullet in it.
Yeah,
so
you know?
Every time we do shots fired, we don't know if we're actually going to shoot some shots.
Russian roulette on the show?
Airsoft revolver.
Why not?
Airsoft revolver.
It'll be okay.
Airsoft revolver.
Can we get like a Nerf revolver?
We can.
Dude, yes.
Why don't we get one?
Airsoft revolver.
That'd be a little hard.
That'll hurt.
Come on, you pussies.
And whoever gets shot gets tased. How about that?
Yeah!
I'm not agreeing to that. I'm not getting tased with my heart murmured.
Now, who's paying for the taser cartridges?
You.
Aha, that's funny. Nice try.
You're good at this stuff, nice Zookeeper. Try, you know, you have those tranquilizer guns and stuff for your zoo, so why not?
Oh, yes.
You can get tranked.
Tranked, yanked, and cranked.
When the show starts, you get tranked.
Tranked, yanked, and cranked.
Try and, like, stay focused for the rest of the show.
Oh, bro, you just got tranked.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. It sounds like a good time all in itself.
Hey, well, you know, when the bears come out and they start running around chasing,
I
got to
do a shout out real quick. Ghost isn't here. We miss him.
We miss the ghost, man.
He's not here, so we'll put our good vibes towards him. At least I hope he's watching.
Yeah.
You know, his bros miss him.
Yes, we do.
We love you, man. We love you, bro.
Ghost was supposed to be on with us tonight, today. He was supposed to do a Strange Saloon. He was going to host one of those, but we'll postpone that for the next time he's on.
It's all right.
That's fine. Yeah, he's got some things going on, and it's understandable. So we'll definitely wish him well on that.
Yes.
We
should wish him well.
We're going to get to emails in just a moment.
Yes.
But we will get to the emails in just a moment. Rock Hard was last week on Saturday. We had that dude Chris here in studio.
He was awesome.
Yeah, he was.
He even did like a live performance for us. It was awesome.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He sure did. So with that being said, I mean, we also had some awesome things going on last week on Friday.
Hell yeah, we did.
What'd you guys think of that? I mean, Omen, you were here on Rock Hard, but we could always talk about it since Zookeeper is here now. So
that was fun as shit.
Yeah, was it? You enjoyed it?
That was, oh my god.
I'm kind of jealous. Energy. I wasn't able to.
Dude, you missed out on a good night.
I did, but you know what? I had to take care of my animals. So
yeah, he had to take care of his chicken.
Chickens, plural. Oh, he was. Double handing it.
Oh, he double fisting.
Yeah.
Double fisting chickens.
Fuck the both
double
of
fisting
you.
Choking the chicken. Double choke fisting a chicken.
Two in the hand, one in the mouth, one
there
in the
you
hands.
Go.
Oh, Eiffel Tower over here.
Yeah, look at all.
Can you even use the back and the knees too?
Oh yeah. If you drill a hole in the knees,
drill a hole in the leggies. Just
in the leggies, right, off. Right in the leggies,
right clean off,
right in the joists,
yeah, hands,
right
in mouth, off. Ass, yeah. and knees.
Yeah,
no knees because they got removed.
No knees, please.
No knees, please.
Anything small can go in the
above the knees, please, Joyce Meese.
And Joyce was watching.
Joyce, are you getting horny over there? Getting your scythe all...
I think Joyce was horny in that mosh pit.
Dude, she was fucking... Her? Yeah.
She was dancing. Apparently, she hit M-Bomb's girlfriend. Which
M-Bomb's girlfriend. I don't have a girlfriend,
wife.
Dude. I have a wife.
I'm sorry. M-Bomb's
wife.
What are you trying to say, zookeeper?
Well, here's a little snippet if you haven't watched already.
Hey.
Here you go.
Calm the hell down.
Here we go. This is during the perspective set here. Omen and Joyce in the mosh pit. I'm in the mosh pit.
But, yeah, so Joyce is right there.
So there goes, Omen and Joyce! Now I get blasted down to the ground because I'm paying attention to Joyce and Omen. Oh, yeah. That was a fun time.
We're about to get blasted. After this.
Look at that.
This is Zookeeper Felman.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
That was amazing.
That's
it was a good
so
time.
Fucking my awesome, knee still hurts.
Dude.
We all got a little mosh pitted.
Hey, I'm fine.
We all got a little mosh pitted.
Being in a mosh pit at 30, I'll tell you, it still doesn't feel that much different.
Fun.
Maybe a little bit more longer aches and pains, but it's okay.
It's been at least 3.
I'm older now. Had my birthday not too long ago. I'm 31 now, man.
Yeah, man.
I think the healing process definitely slowed down.
Oh no, it has because I'm still feeling it from a week and a day later, and you are too. So there you go.
I think the healing,
drinking is not the same.
No. I've healed up a little bit better. Oh shit, my screen went dead.
Oh, what'd you do?
Our screen is dead. What happened?
Uh
oh. Oh, what happened?
Uh oh.
What in the fuck is going on here?
I've never seen that happen before. What happened?
What's going on?
Sound card not responding.
What the hell happened here?
Do we just get kicked off?
I don't know. No, the computer just did some weird shit.
Hey guys, let us know if you can still see us.
No, nothing's up. Nothing's up. Wait a minute. Twitch is up. But wait a minute.
Twitch is down. Facebook and YouTube is up.
All right. What the hell happened here?
Oh, all right. Sorry if we're on in any other streaming services right now. We are having technical difficulties.
We've never had this happen before. Somebody didn't like us talking.
Stand by.
Well, the podcast version of the show is
still
going.
Who said the T word? It wasn't me this time.
Yeah, you did. Nobody said anything like that.
Nobody said transvestite.
Taliban.
The cameras are down. I don't know why the cameras are down.
Did the power just go off and then just glitched?
No, because everything else was on.
No, I think...
The lights were on.
I don't understand what's going on here.
Oh, shit.
All right, let's see something here real quick. I
think we might have to do a restart.
I don't know. I might have to. I don't want to say that, but...
Reboot.
It's ridiculous here.
Reboot.
Yeah, I lost router. I think the internet just went down.
Everything went down. Well, the podcast is still being recorded, so... I hate to do this, but we're going to probably have to restart the live stream.
Yes.
I'm not
Reboot!
Happy.
Reboot!
I'm not happy either.
What the hell is going on here? We've never had this problem before, so I don't understand. This is a different computer. It's not like the computer went off. It's not like it went off. No, this is a whole different situation.
I think the
Austin, what did you do to the computer? Why did you
do
this?
Anything. Why are you gonna blame me?
Because you did this, and I'm not happy.
Is it just
because
I'm right next to you?
It's because you touched Joyce in a very bad way.
God damn it!
I knew this was gonna happen, Austin. You shouldn't have done this.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry too.
Are we gonna get live again?
No, we're not gonna get live again. Okay, I think. Are we back?
Yes,
on?
Definitely.
It says yes, definitely.
All right, I think we're back.
We're good to go.
We are live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch back again. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened.
What the fuck?
We're back. Everything got screwed. I don't know what happened there.
Well,
I think
we trust in the Magic 8 Ball. It said we're back.
Yeah?
We're back.
Are you sure?
is this... Okay.
Oh, excuse me.
All right, let's go back. Let's see. Everything's up. Everything's up. Okay.
Can anybody hear us?
I'm sure they can.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Do we have live viewers?
No,
I don't know. Let me go back here. I'm gonna make sure everything's good on the Facebook end. I can't believe that happened, but podcast version of the show is gonna get all of that stuff and what we've talked about throughout the whole time.
Yeah,
the whole time
get
of us trying to correct the whole situation,
the whole full effect.
I don't like what we just experienced there.
I don't like it either, but, you know, these are those type of things that you get with a podcast, you know, that not everybody understands because, you know, you are relying solely on an internet service.
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't even that.
It's the internet.
Yeah, it's definitely just, the internet.
Is it the internet?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? Greenlight must be out there doing something weird.
Man, you were on the group chat talking Greenlight. Yeah, oh, man.
What the fuck is
maybe they're doing maintenance.
Here?
I didn't get any.
I think you're being attacked by Spectrum. Yep.
Spectrum, you think there's a turf war?
I just checked Facebook, so I mean, it looks like we're online.
No, we're online. I can see it now.
But it looked like it was saying, like, live is interrupted. Live is interrupted.
Well, we're here.
We're here, and we are
here. We're here. We're queer. Hiccups. Get used to it.
Well, maybe you can speak to
yourself. Speak for yourself, buddy.
Yeah, don't put words in my mouth.
Don't put anything
speak
in your mouth.
Speak for yourself.
Right?
First off, that was a Family Guy reference. If you've seen it,
you talk slut.
My friend, you talk slut.
That was a Family Guy. That was from Family Guy. Come on.
So, Jesus.
Yes, I know.
Back to emails.
Let's get emails. I'm glad we didn't read the emails until now.
Back to the fact that I flew today, boys.
Son of a bitch.
I said that in the beginning of the show. It's already recorded. Nobody heard me, so fuck all you. I already said that.
When I was giving
my shout out to Ghost, I snuck my flu today.
It's okay.
You did. Okay.
Omen gets it.
I didn't hear it. Okay, he gets it.
Omen Choner got it.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. He gets it.
I didn't hear it, but
he gets it.
He gets it.
Okay, let's get to the emails here. First one is by Leela Now. I don't know what the hell that is. Leela, I don't know. Anyways, this person says, if Austin is so short, why not buy shoe lifts? I'm 4'11 and I use them. Well, Austin, somebody says they're 4'11, they use them. Austin, you going to get some shoe lifts now? You're going to be like Kane and Undertaker in shoe lifts with the boots?
They're saying you're short.
Yes, I know, but
I think that wouldn't they be hard to walk?
But you know what?
How do you respond to these claims?
You know what? There's people out there that like me for who I am, and they can go fuck themselves if they don't like the fact that I'm short.
Oh, okay, okay, just a little bit of shots fired.
Tom Cruise,
shots fired right there. So, who is the name of this person?
Leela Nu. I don't know.
I feel like I've seen this person before.
No. No, we're not saying that name. Oh, God. Yeah, no, we don't want that. Do we want that?
Although I appreciate the advice, but, I mean, like, height doesn't really matter. I mean, like, a lot of people keep saying, like, oh, height matters more.
Yeah, height doesn't matter. It's how you use it.
Yeah, it's how you use your height.
Yeah, it's how you use other things, right?
No, it's...
Yes.
Because your height's not the one that's going to be performing
I'm
in the bedroom,
just
right?
I'm being who I am, and if people
in
have a problem with my height, they can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, is that so?
Very well, and, you know, your height
performs
just
very well.
I think it was just more of a suggestion. I don't think they're really doing any...
I definitely think it's just a suggestion.
I don't know.
All right,
I definitely think it's a suggestion, and I appreciate the suggestion.
Next email. All
right, next email is Wayman. Dude, M-Bomb seemed out of it on Saturday. Must have had a crazy night. Yeah, I was a lot of it on Saturday.
Yeah.
A lot of things that...
was right after Friday night.
Well, yeah, not even just because of Friday night. There was other things going on, too. I was tired as hell. But, yeah, no, I was out of it. Yeah, so, yeah. Probably not how I usually am, and I think
no, I've gone on the show, and I've been out of it, I've had, you know, stuff on my
You've
mind.
You've seen me out of it.
Shit, we've had all
completely out of it.
The mic,
he was sleeping on the microphone.
You know, I was just like...
co-host talking on the
either like
phone
a late night there's like stuff on your mind
one at a time.
Not making sense talking on the damn cell
it happens
phone
yeah no it does
TV show
but we try to push through it to give you guys a show
yeah. So we're here for to entertain you, get you thinking, and get you laughing, maybe
this
get you pissed off.
This is the effect, not the shit show.
Remember, 855-622-5619 is our number.
Give
you can always call
ring.
In
ding.
Jerry Motions?
Yeah.
Jerry.
Hey, what's up?
Jerry.
My
boy Jerry.
So honestly, though, you know, just with all that being said, yeah, give us a shout out, 855-622-5619.
Shout out, Jerry.
When we come back, we'll get to the story I want to get to, and yeah. So hold your asses. We'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Hold your dicks.
Hold your dicks. The M-Bomb Effect will be right back. Do you feel dirty for subscribing to OnlyFans? Get absolutely filthy and subscribe to the M-Bomb Effect.
Shove it in your mouth! Just shove it in your mouth!
Who else would that be, Zookeeper?
Oh my God, that is so funny. That's so funny.
Who else would it be?
I don't know.
You don't know? It's your voice,
in
man.
Your mouth.
That was,
I know.
That was you saying that to me when we were eating the fucking cookies.
I remember that.
All right.
You're telling me that
the cookies.
I was eating like three cookies in my mouth, and you were like, shove it in your mouth. Shove it in your mouth.
Ooh, shots fired. Is that shots fired? That shots fired.
Shots fired.
You know who should have been in their house? Or I should say, in their truck in a fetal position?
A medieval plague doctor?
Is a man named Zookeeper. Zookeeper was driving along this week in his work vehicle.
Shit, yeah, no.
What happened, Zookeeper?
All right, so driving in a vehicle, and a bird flew into the window and smacked into the window, killed himself. Shit, or
so you kamikaze your car.
Exploded
as you're driving?
All over the window. And
so
then
the bird
hit
glass?
Hit the glass.
Oh,
hit,
that's a bad omen.
Hit me and then bounced out the window, and it was fucky.
So, Zookeeper, where did it hit you exactly? Because I think you said it was very specific in your body. Where did it hit you?
Dude, it pretty much like hit me in my fucking face.
Hit you right in the eye, right? Got you right in the
bird.
Hit me right.
Came
in the
in through the
bird.
Window.
Yeah. Oh my
window.
God!
So
hope
it
you're
was
okay.
I was going forward. This thing fucking just was flying at the right angle, and I had the window like halfway down. And the bird clipped the top of the window and splatted, and he saw the guts on the truck.
How does anything like this even happen? Like, you don't hear this shit happen until this guy calls you on the phone and says, hey, dude, I just had a bird hit the window and fly and hit me in the eye. I'm like, what? I'm like, what kind of bird was it?
So I'm very
pterodactyl?
So I'm very super. So I'm very superstitious. So, you know, cats cross your path. Don't walk under ladders, you know. Hold your breath when driving past a graveyard. A
cow comes into your window.
But another bad omens are when birds hit glass.
Yeah.
So zoo, I'd be very
on your toes, bro.
On your toes and watch your surroundings.
On your toes and fucking hose.
I guess I'm doing both of that.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Okay.
I don't know if that's a shots fired. A little bit. Shots you got your own life to live. Don't be scared. Live your life.
Don't be. Yeah, exactly. Don't fucking be scared. Live your fucking life.
Can't fuck hoes if you're in your house.
No.
Do some coke and blow.
What? What were you saying?
Whoa, where are you going with that?
You put your coke in a bowl?
No.
Like Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola.
No, I was going to say,
drink some Coca-Cola.
I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, he slurps his shit up like soup.
Yeah, it's not soup. It's just warmed up Coca-Cola.
It's just powder. Austin, you're something, man.
I'm always something. I'm
He's always getting the bowl of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, snort the cup.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
One of the bitches that he brought home one time really liked to snort.
Oh yeah.
Coca-Cola out of the bowl.
Oh, is this this is the one I didn't meet that one time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my wife apparently
your wife
knew
knows her.
Yeah. She went to school with her.
Yeah.
Well, she's with someone, and she's.
I didn't mean
someone.
To make the. I meant to.
It's all the above.
You already did it.
Yeah, I already did that one. I fucked up on that one.
So I mean, holy Christ, though, right? Bird flies into your fucking face. Like,
dude,
can you imagine that thing's like
window.
Flying in your?
Well, dude, it didn't flap. It just. It was dead, and it was
gone.
Flopped back out the window, dude.
Dunzo.
It was done.
It turned its TV off. The movie was over.
It was lights
done.
Out.
Black screen.
Yeah, black
done.
Screen. Smashed laptop. He was done.
This bird was like, damn, it's so hard being a bird. You
no
wake
afterlife.
Up every morning, find food for the family. I'm done.
And then, shit.
Well, it's funny because we were just during the break, before the rejoin there, we were talking about like what would happen if the like if you died and like.
Oh yeah, we were talking. So yeah. They see that little small screen.
They see us
so,
kind of.
Yeah, we're muted, but we were talking about like death and stuff. And I think we've been on this topic before.
We're always on this topic, it seems like. I guess, you know, the embalm effect. We're always talking about embalming and undertakers and mortuary shit. Very morbid stuff sometimes. Here we are. Again, talking about what happens when you die, right? You know, so.
Yeah. From COVID.
Yeah.
We get sucked into the void.
You
what?
Get the Delta variant and your void. Dick falls off.
Yeah, apparently so, right? Yeah, let's I do have a plan for a finer nine here, so I do want to do a finer nine. Let's do it. Let's do some finer nine over here. We'll get that situated here.
Finer nine.
Fine or nine.
All right. Final nine. This was a big topic a while ago, but it came to my mind, and I was like, we haven't talked about this yet. Final nine. And this actually happened a few years ago, I believe, where it ended this from happening, I guess. Is it fine or nine to have an exotic service animal on a plane?
I'm exotic partial to
nine.
Saying fine.
I'm talking like a little pony on a plane, or maybe even a turtle, an alligator, a flamingo, whatever crazy animal that somebody.
So what is it? Like something from a zoo being transported to another zoo or something?
Well, people have like raccoons and shit like that as service animals instead of dog or cat like you should be. I mean, I'm not going to judge anybody on that, but to bring them on a plane.
So you say service animal as like a blind person or emotional support animal?
Emotional support animal, stuff like that.
Wait a minute. No,
yes,
no.
My emotional support animal is an alligator.
There's a difference between an emotional support. There is an alligator that's emotional support animal. I've seen it.
Well, my emotional support animal is a land snake shark alligator.
Man bear pig!
Yeah, it's man bear pig.
Man bear pig.
That's my emotional support animal.
Yeah.
What if my emotional support animal is Joyce?
We could do it. We can make it happen. Well, humans are animals. We're all animals here, buddy.
Yeah.
Technically, yeah.
Just put her in a cage and throw her in the back.
You should know this. You're a zookeeper.
Yes, dude, our DNA is 94% match with AIDS.
So make me a small list of what these supposed exotic service animals are.
You said AIDS.
Well, one in particular, I think it was like a little horse or a pony or something that was on a plane or something like that.
So are you saying like these people go on trips? I'm assuming these people have money.
Well, how would you bring a pony?
And they just take their animal with them?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I've just been seeing it in the articles that I've been reading over the years.
I don't think a horse is supposed to be introduced to altitude change like that.
I don't know, man.
I don't think that would be healthy for an animal.
Well, yeah, eventually this came to a halt now. They don't allow this kind of stuff happening on
So, okay.
Well,
so
I know
they brought
a peacock on the airplane.
That's what I'm saying. Stuff like that. And I read that article.
I mean,
and I'm like,
it's just in the, it's just in the peacock, back, though, right? I can see.
What?
It's just in the back.
No,
right?
I think they had it in the seat.
It's in the seat.
It's right where the people are.
I don't give a shit.
Wait,
I
so
mean,
that's where the horse
cool.
was?
Yeah.
No.
I wouldn't mind hanging out with a peacock.
Fine or nine, would you want to have
fine.
A peacock having
I don't know. I don't
fine.
Think that's
I'm fine
a private
with a peacock.
Airplane, maybe.
Bring on the
no,
peacock.
Public.
I'm not talking first class.
No, I'm talking
I
public.
Like peacocks.
Public.
I'm talking in a regular on a regular jetliner. You're flying on a plane. Some guy comes
in.
I'm
sorry. My mind's on horse right now.
No, not even just horse. Just
all right,
don't
no,
even think about the horse.
No,
don't think about the horse.
No,
think about the peacock.
I'm on horse.
Think
I'm
about,
sticking with horse.
Think about a peacock. Okay.
All right, a peacock.
You see
nice
a guy walk up there.
Peacock, you know, just sitting in the seat.
You see a guy walk on the plane, and then all of a sudden this peacock comes right back. See this fucking thing walking in.
Okay, so I'm assuming someone got hurt.
No, nobody got hurt.
No,
it's just say it.
People were taking
so
pictures
it's not
and a, making a big
people are
deal
tired of this
no,
shit. Like, they don't
I,
want
no,
that.
I, nine,
it smells.
Nine,
I want it.
999.
I want No, I say fine.
999.
I say fine.
Well, you like animals that much. You're always... Well, somebody had an email where you actually fuck animals. So I guess you like them that much.
Whoa. We didn't have an email where I fuck animals.
Well, they accused,
yeah, we did.
They accused you.
They said
it.
The animal raper. Where is... They want to fight the
Dude,
animal raper.
There's an email of you being accused as a pedophile.
Yeah, I know.
So
I'm just saying.
You are all crazy. You know, I.
Okay, so we get these emails. Can we send them emails?
We can send them emails.
Like, yeah, we should show them the guy in the horse videos.
If you got a peacock.
Yeah, let's send them that.
No. Okay. Are you talking about Mr. Hands?
What?
Remember the guy? Do you guys even know who Mr. Hands is?
Who the fuck is Mr. Hands?
I'll tell you after the final nine. So you're nine. You're fine.
I don't want to deal with some fucking exotic animal.
Austin,
dude,
what do you think?
You got to live life.
I'm
like,
assuming,
what are you
so
going to just be a boring
not,
bitch
you said
on the
just
plane?
Public
or you
seating?
Can just chill with a peacock the whole time?
Yeah, public seating.
Good so it's probably just some freaking somewhat rich coke dealer and his exotic
probably.
No, it's some chick. What if it's a hot blonde chick with a pet peacock and...
How about
She's
you just
a good
talking
coke
to the
dealer then?
Show she's a coke dealer. Just because she's a hot peacock on an airplane.
Coke dealers have weird pets.
So she, oh, okay.
Tigers.
So
because
I got a bunch of weird pets, that means I'm a coke dealer, right?
You don't have weird pets. Right. You have normal pets, dude.
Snakes and God knows
you don't
what
have,
else.
Yeah, you don't have random,
rats.
Like, sugar gliders everywhere or freaking,
he might.
Like,
Hey, sugar gliders are cute.
Sugar gliders are freaking cute.
They're cute.
I'm just saying, like,
they're adorable. No, Zoo, I would get one.
Zoo has his. He Zoo has normal animals. He has. He treats them fairly nice. And
fairly nice.
Very. I meant to say very nice. You know, he's got. You got snakes. You got frogs. You got a cat. You got the dog.
I bought that huge ass tank for that blue tongue skank. I shouldn't have spent the money.
What skank are you talking about?
I got a blue tongue skank at home, bro.
It's a blue tongue skank.
Yeah, my skanks. Blue tongue skank.
How'd the tongue get blue?
He's got skanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Lick that lollipop. Yeah. Skank. Lick that lollipop.
Lollipop,
blue raspberry. Lollipop,
blue lollipop, lollipop.
Copyright canceled.
Culture canceled.
Oh,
we might get canceled culture after the other fucking song.
Old songs like that, I don't think you can get in trouble for.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think you can.
Somebody owns the rights.
I think it's like Beethoven and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to test the waters on that.
Yeah. I think you can.
It's funny because YouTube already slapped a copyright on us for one video, and it was our intro music, and I got to slap it right back in their face and say, listen.
We have the rights to that.
I bought a license. Lifetime license for this. It cost me money. You're gonna fucking be okay
yes.
with it.
Yes. Give that. Did you email them like your middle fingers and shit?
No. Basically, though, in an email, I
emailed them the picture of my asshole.
The company.
And then I would have said, "Hey, I paid for this, and also here's my asshole."
and by the way, here's the one-eyed snake.
Yes.
Here's the one-eyed snake, yes, the asshole, and the middle finger.
Yep.
You get it all.
You get it all. Suck yeah. It. You do like a reverse goat.
The reverse goat. No horns.
Shit. Oh shit. No horns. Okay.
Austin, what do you think? Fine or nine? Exotic service, yeah.
You
want to support animals?
Like you said, like public, like carry on. Like,
say you go
like
on.
He's on the plane, yes. Like with me, yes. With passengers.
Yes.
Yeah, this ain't no first class guy.
No.
This is like second.
Hold on. You get to sit and pet the peacock.
No, you're trying to sleep and this thing's fucking chirping its fucking head off.
I'd say nine.
And probably shitting and pissing everywhere too while you're at it.
I'd say nine.
It's nicely sitting there.
What animal sits there nicely, dude?
Exotic animal sits nicely. No exotic animal sits nicely.
What world are you living in?
If I see that bird on the plane and up close to it, I'm going to fuck with it.
Yeah,
but if they're nice, yeah. I will you know, pet. I'm gonna throw peanuts and shit.
No, I'm not gonna fuck with it.
If it was someone else's exotic pet and they were nice and they were let me pet it, I'd be like, yeah, I'd be okay with petting it. But
see?
Give me a straw.
I would not personally
shoot spitballs.
No, mine's both nine and fine.
No, you gotta choose.
If it was someone else, if it was someone else's pet, that's
nice peacock.
But mine, no, I would never bring one.
It's a nice peacock.
No, you gotta either choose. Choose fine or nine, man. There's no middle in
no,
this.
No, I don't want it's a nine. I don't want to
it's nine for me
it's
too.
Nice
I don't want to be it's like well, what next? Movie theater? You're gonna bring a fucking monkey or something?
Yeah.
You have that thing
nice
screeching
peacock.
Its head off.
It's a nice peacock.
Yeah, nice sorry, my ass.
Yeah, you're watching a movie and someone stands up. Sorry, my anaconda got loose.
My anaconda.
Oh, by the way, there's a fucking
my anaconda don't
want none unless you got buns, hun.
Yep. Oh, sorry, everybody. Hey, middle of the movie, boa constrictor's on the loose. Don't pay too much mind to it.
I have a non.
Woo, the boa's out, boys. Yeah. Let the snake out.
It's more like a worm, dude. Right?
Yeah.
Worm. I don't know.
Shots fired.
Oh man.
Shots fired.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, dude, you're sitting in a fucking plane, and this thing's making all kinds of noise. It's fucking flapping.
I don't care if it was or not. I just look at that and just be like, are you fucking kidding me?
Like, why do you need that? A dog, a cat, I understand. Come on. But a fucking flamingo
don't
or some shit?
Don't they have animal storage in the back?
Now, what if you have a pet Alaskan bullworm?
What the what?
Okay, calm down there, Patrick.
Alaskan
bullworm. Oh, I have a rare collection of albino worms.
This isn't SpongeBob. This isn't a Bikini Bottom.
An Alaskan bullworm, dude. You know what I'm talking about?
Wait, that's an actual... Okay, never mind.
Yeah, SpongeBob did a video.
Yeah, they did.
Episode on the Alaskan bullworm.
Alaskan bullworm.
I didn't know that was an actual thing. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what it looks like.
Big motherfucker.
I just remember that SpongeBob hit an episode on it.
Right, SpongeBob did
probably big motherfuckers.
But what if you had? Because somebody had a pet or a service animal one. So if you have an Alaskan bullworm as a service animal,
if someone's fucking.
What about that? You know, are you gonna?
So they got to be registered as a service animal.
Yeah. Yes, they have to be registered as a service animal.
Just bring on fucking.
You can't.
They have to be registered.
You cannot bring an unregistered Alaskan bullworm.
registered Alaskan. Why would you want that on the? Why would you want that as a support animal? I'm sorry. Why?
Mine's a non-devenomized tarantula.
Get a cat.
Devenomized tarantula.
Non-devenomized.
Non-devenomized.
Well,
it's poisonous.
I mean,
spiders on a plane.
Basically, that's why there was eight-legged freaks, man.
Well, tarantulas are mildly venomous.
Snakes on a plane.
Oh, that was that. That's what the movie was about. Someone just bought a bunch of his service animals. Service snakes.
Tarantulas are venomous.
Were they garter snakes? Or
I'm
were they
tired
like,
of these motherfucking snakes on the plane.
You got to pay to say that.
Oh, sorry, Sam. You got to pay Jackson.
You got to pay Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, you got to pay Samuel Jackson.
He's coming right from.
He's coming right now.
So let me ask you something.
Oh, he just emailed me.
So Samuel
I'm
L. Jackson,
on the way, bitch.
When you're suing,
hey man, he's a BAMF.
When you're suing Austin, we have no part of that, so don't.
Yeah, yeah, you can. You can
he's got a whole dick doc company. You can take that over too.
Yeah, take it from him, sue him for it.
Yeah, take it away. He doesn't want it anymore anyway. He's gonna sell it to Jeff Bezos.
He would die.
Millions of dollars.
Jeffrey Bezos.
I know we talked about it in Rock Hard, but what do you boys think of that nasty, stupid, fucking 11-minute? It was stupid. It was a pointless rocket ride. Did it even hit space?
Oh. Oh, his phallic failing.
Oh, his the rocket thing he was.
Yeah,
doing?
I mean, all the while his employees are trying to find.
Did we talk about this?
His employees are trying to find time to piss somewhere, right? While he's up in space, 11 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, no bathroom breaks for his employees, but he can take an 11-minute rocket ride with an old lady and his brother and
an 18-year-old kid.
Yeah, 8-year-old kid.
Yeah, the old lady was going down there.
He was probably banging the old lady and the 16-year-old.
Yeah, you know who else was probably on that plane? Well, I'm sorry. No, if it was if this guy was on the rocket with him, the rocket probably would have went because he's so fucking.
I thought it was gonna blow up, to be honest.
Did you?
Dan Schneider? Was it Dan Schneider?
Yeah. This. Okay. So off topic.
Who,
I know.
Whose rocket was it again?
Derail. Jeff Bezos. Schneider. It was
Jeff Bezos, and then Dan Schneider.
Didn't it look like a dick?
I saw Dan
Schneider.
Did someone shoot the picture in the group chat?
I did.
Was that you?
Yeah, I said, let's not forget.
I didn't know what it looked like until you showed it. I said, let's. Is that the rocket?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I also put Dan Schneider in there with, what's her name?
Dan
Miranda
Schneider.
Miranda Cosgrove.
Yeah.
Oh, these are the people that are on there.
No.
Or you were
not
just fucking
completely
around.
Different. Yeah, I was saying.
You were fucking around.
I was saying if Dan Schneider was on the rocket, it probably wouldn't have lifted off because he's a 500-pound fat ass piece of shit.
Jesus Christ.
He's a pedophile. Yeah, Dan Schneider, you know, the one that was behind iCarly and all those fucking little skits they did with the teenagers.
Drake Bell, yeah. Fucking Zoe 101.
Making all the girls do things with their feet, all that little stupid shit, like putting smiley faces on their toes and shit, because he thought it was, you know, he says that it was just nothing but innocent humor. But we all know that Dan Schneider's...
You all know he had that 1-inch rock-hard penis.
Oh, yeah. He's got a foot fetish for 15-year-old girls.
Yeah.
Gross.
That's what he's got. Because he's a fucking creep, 500-pound...
Tic-tac.
I mean, why else would Nickelodeon, without saying why, just say, you know what, we're parting ways with Dan Schneider. After all these years, we're just going to part ways.
No, that's how they cover it up. Because they want a huge publicity problem.
They don't want that.
Bop, bop.
Why do you think...
They don't want like the Disney Channel or Nickelodeon or shows like that.
Why do you think...
have bad publicity.
Why do you think mental illness is huge in that thing? I mean, look at Jeanette McCurdy. She retired from acting. She doesn't want to do it again. Amanda Bynes. What happened to Amanda Bynes? She fell into a huge depression. She's got all kinds of stuff. Now she's got face tattoos and doing rap.
Well, that's what happens when you are a celebrity child.
And that's what happens when you have
you
a creep.
You get fucked up.
Yeah, you get fucked up because...
And then when you're when you're a celebrity child, you're surrounded by creeps.
Like Dan Schneider.
Know, fucking touching you, telling you how to dress.
Making you feel uncomfortable.
You're pretty much just like...
Hey, little girl, put your feet on camera so I can, save it for my own.
And then you got your parents in the background going, just do it.
Just do it. It's millions of dollars.
Yeah,
you get millions of dollars. Go ahead, do it.
Who cares if you have a bathing suit scene?
It's okay if Dan Schneider wants...
13 years old.
Yeah, it's okay if Dan Schneider wants to put your feet on camera. And smell your shoes.
Your feet,
and beat his meat to your feet. Yeah, no big deal.
Meat to the feet.
I mean, this guy's a fucking creep. And everybody's like, oh, there's no proof of this. Dude, it's around you. Stop being oblivious to the shit. Watch the shows. How many fucking iCarly episodes had to do with feet? Come on. Think about it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I actually did watch that show back in the day because... The brother in
Victoria
show,
Justice.
Or was it the brother in
Spencer,
the show?
The guy who played Spencer right?
He was my favorite fucking character on the show, and he was the only guy who actually made that whole show actually funny.
I agree.
Yeah.
Guys are really...
Dude, Spencer's fucking
hilarious. Like, everything
hilarious.
He tried building just set on fire.
What's his name? Something Trainer.
I don't know his real name.
But he's a cool dude. I like that guy. He's funny shit.
Dude's hilarious.
There was an episode with, like, water or something, and then the water caught on fire. Yeah. I don't know how they did it. I laughed so goddamn hard because like, everything this guy built just lights on fire.
Dan Schneider's like, okay, we're going to have this. Okay, writing team, we're going to have water on fire. And the next scene, fucking feet. Fire. That's how you get a daytime Emmy. You put the feet after the water on fire.
Did that show get Emmys?
I don't know, maybe.
Do you got that?
Do they have like kids?
I can't show. No, there's a funny video out there, and these guys are so underrated. I hope you can find it out there, but it's basically a skit of what the writing team looked like, and then all of a sudden Dan Schneider comes into the room and is like, okay, it's good. He's reading the script. He goes, needs more feet. And then it goes and escalates from there. Escalates from there. And you just got to watch it. It's hilarious. That's those guys need funny. To be, they need more subscribers.
I wish we could put it on.
I don't want to, yeah,
ask
no.
Ask them if we could put it on.
Those guys are funny, though. I forget what the name of it is. But, yeah, dude. Dan Schneider, what a fucking creep, man.
I guess so.
Oh, he's a fucking creep bag.
Yeah. Well, man. He's
a Subway guy, right?
So, oh, yeah. Remember, was his name Jared?
Yeah.
Jared
from Subway.
He's a pedophile.
Well, yeah, he's in jail.
He lost 800.
Oh, what was that I was hearing?
I thought he got out of jail.
Was it, I don't know if it was in the group chat or on the radio. The board of like these elite elected official people.
Yeah.
And they found out 80% of them after they did like background checks and took all their devices. 80% of this like group of like high official people were like found out that they had pornography of children.
Are you fucking serious? Like, I'm not surprised, but.
And then
must be on radio. You heard this.
Yeah. It's on the break room.
Okay. Wow.
That's talk what slut. I listened to.
Talk well, slut.
My favorite fucking radio station.
Yeah. She's a talk slut.
Because that's why I get up and wake to listen to like when I leave the house.
No, they're good. I've listened to them. They're good. They're not bad.
I fucking love that show.
Just don't listen to Bob and Tom. Who wants to listen to a bunch of old guys having fake laughs on their.
The break room is the only one I will listen to.
Yeah, fake laughs like.
You know. I can't even remember the actual older. Other what was the Kimberly and Beck. I was on that one for a while until they got kicked off, and I was like, you know what? Yeah, I was done with them anyways. And then I discovered the break room.
Well, you know, I'm going to be honest with you.
This is way better.
Kimberly, you know, and out of those two, Kimberly's the worst.
She is.
She's here in Rochester. Kimberly, if you ever see this, nobody likes you. And all the thousands of followers that somehow follow you are just as
she had
idiotic
one,
as you
she
are.
She had one radio episode that I actually agreed with her reviews. And then after that, I just didn't. I just listened to it.
I'm sorry, but, you know, I know somebody personally. She talks so much shit about this person I know personally and a dead family member. She can go fuck yourself. That's what you can do, Kimberly. I didn't hear about fuck that you.
One. Wait, what? What's going on here?
No, I this happened years ago. And
go back to sleep, Sue. It's okay.
Just yeah. I can't. You know, I can't stand Kimberly. She is no. She uses people's personal life and tragedy to make money. Basically,
yep.
Ooh, is Kimberly commenting?
She don't watch this show, no, and if she by chance saw that whole thing, she deserves every little middle finger I give to her. Okay. Fuck her.
I thought Kimberly everybody was commenting here, and I was like, "Fuck."
Yeah, totally. She's
no. Fuck that bitch.
She's totally on here. She's got that fucking what is it? Kimberly's Revolution, that podcast. You ever listen to that?
No, I'm not.
Don't listen to it. It's a waste of time. Never fuck heard. That. Listen to better things. And I'm not even talking about our show. I'm talking about like. Go listen to Delusions, Deluded's fucking podcast. Those guys are awesome.
Deluded does podcast?
Oh, yeah. They got a podcast.
Check them boys
out.
Yeah,
check them out. You know?
Sorry, guys. I haven't heard about that.
That's all right. No, we gotta talk slut our boys up, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah. Hopefully they do us a favor, too. Talk and slut us up.
Go check out DJ Primal, too. You know?
Yes, DJ Primal wants some love.
DJ Primal, of course. DJ Primal. Gotta check out the boys from Perspectives.
Yes. His logo is always on here.
Oh, well. Lordy, go have some hot sauce. Lordy, good lordy, stuff. Everything.
Oh,
sauce.
Lordy.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy. Your mouth's going. I don't know. Anyways, I forgot what I was thinking. But
Lordy,
yes.
Lordy, you're gonna do. Lucas turning 40.
You're turning 40 already, Austin? Well, I didn't realize you were older than us.
You look good.
DJ Prime.
Look good for 1,000 years old.
Yeah, yep. He looks good for his age.
All right, you boys got anything? Wow, 4:19 already. It just hit the 4:19 mark.
Yeah, it's almost
4 p.m. After 4 p.m. Wow, look at us.
4:20 blaze it.
And not yet, Austin.
Not yet.
Yeah, wait. It's legal, right?
It's legal to smoke it, but you can't like buy it or
no
grow it yet or something. I don't know. There's weird still restrictions on it, but you can have like 3 ounces on you and you can smoke it publicly.
Yeah, some crazy stuff like that, huh?
It's like stupid, like. It's there, but we're still not there.
Right.
It's so stupid. So stupid.
Yeah. All right.
I do a quick shout out to a little restaurant I went to last night in the Village of Webster off of East Main Street called Rock Style Restaurant, Bar and Grill. I went there because a family member of mine has just started working there. And before that used to be a bar called Hatter's.
Oh, yeah, I remember exactly where this
is. So I went in there thinking it would be like a bar. No, it's actually a little nice, quaint restaurant.
Awesome.
Quiet, nice, good food. Nice gluten-free options, nice vegetarian options, too. And it's just a nice atmosphere. Small little place. I'd say it's really well the lookup.
Nice, yeah. Nice. Gluten-free is always good fun.
Yeah, gluten-free. They got vegetarian. I think they're working on some vegan stuff at the moment, but it's not on the menu.
All right.
But, yeah, I think it's a nice little place. I think small business like that needs to be supported.
Check out that restaurant there. Support local scene. Support your small businesses.
Yes.
They depend on us because they're hurting right now.
Yeah.
A lot of reasons why.
And I think small businesses are getting one more final grant.
They deserve anything they get because they're having a hard time keeping up.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm tired of seeing, like, big corporations take over the little guy.
It's not fair.
It's monopolizing.
It's little businesses like that really make the town. Your hometown. Exactly. That's what makes the spirit of your hometown, anywhere you live. That's what makes it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see big corporations just take over, you know, fucking Starbucks when, you know, you got a homestyle Joe's Coffee that's been there for like maybe 20 years.
Right.
You know, it's a family-owned business. And then Starbucks comes in and goes, fuck your coffee. We're better.
Yeah, fuck your coffee.
If you haven't already, please subscribe to the YouTube channel, The M-Bomb Effect. Yeah. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, follow us on Twitch and all that. Yes, of course, because you get all the latest and greatest. And go check us out on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and, of course, Apple Podcasts as well.
Yes, check us out. Always text the show. You can always give us a call.
Yes.
If we're ever on a hot topic, we want to hear your opinion on it.
We do, regardless of agreeing or disagreeing.
I also want to know, will California get an uprise of the COVID vaccine?
Oh, he's going to get the eight ball.
Oh, California.
Ask it, Omichung.
It says yes.
It says yes.
Well, it says yes.
Is that an omen from Omen?
It was. I hope that it was an omen from your boy Omen here. California, you're fucked.
Wow, don't say that. Oh, man. Will Lizzie get infected because of that?
She's going to have to move into her basement. She's going to be so scared she can't even go to her top floor of her house.
Wow. Well, that sucks.
She's actually going to start digging into the basement wall and start digging a tunnel and just live into that little box tunnel that she...
Box tunnel, huh?
Yeah, a little box tunnel.
All right. Well, we will be live again next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Austin, anything you want to say before we sign off the show?
We love you guys. Just stay safe and stay smart and just do what's best for you. It's your choice.
Live your life. Don't be scared.
Yes, live your life and just...
But if you live your life and your choice is to be scared, go right ahead, man.
That's your choice.
Yeah.
Your choice.
But we love you. We still love you guys. Just stay safe and, you know, just think for yourself.
Yeah. All right, we will see you live next Saturday at 3 p.m. This is the M-Bomb Effect. Have a great rest of your weekend. This is the M-Bomb Effect. Bye.
Later.
See you next time.
Later, peeps.
The M-Bomb Effect.